This is Passport to Texas.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
That's Dale Rollins, director of the Rolling Plains Quail Research Ranch. Along with Parks and Wildlife, his group released 88 wild-caught blue quail on the Matador Wildlife Management Area early last year.
So we've been trapping wild birds out in the San Angelo area and moving those here and testing two release styles to see which one, if either, is going to be an effective way of restoring blue quail to this country.
Blue quail, once plentiful in the Rolling Plains, have been absent for years. Various partners joined to reestablish populations of blue quail on public and private land. Researchers outfitted 39 of the birds with tiny radio collars to track their movements. Parks and Wildlife biologist Kara Campbell.
We'll try to keep tabs on them to see, are they staying on the area? Are they leaving the area? Where are they moving? And then also survival. Yeah, she is alive. We're just really excited to be part of it. This is the beginning stages, and so it's kind of phase one pilot stage, and to be a part of that's pretty neat, and we'll see where it goes in the future.
Learn about blue quail on the Parks and Wildlife website. The Texas Parks and Wildlife Foundation supports our series and helps keep Texas wild with the support of proud members across the state. Find out more at tpwf.org. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.